Welcome to Confessions of a Homesteading Mama. I am your host, Tasha Brown. Today, I just want to talk to you a little bit about things that you can do with your extra milk. There's countless of options, and I'm just going to touch base a little bit today about it and share with you some of the things that we do. So, for us, we have goat and cow milk access. We also have sheep milk access. We use all three. The goat milk primarily goes to our pigs, unless we're going to make some ice cream, because I'm personally not a fan of it. My kids enjoy it, but we buy milk or cow's milk regularly from a local Amish to support a local farmer. We also get our sheep milk from them, as that's the most tolerable milk my youngest can handle. So, yeah, we buy milk, but it benefits us, and I don't see it as a loss, and we're not supporting ourselves. With the milk, we make butter, cheeses, yogurts, ice cream. We cook with it. We drink it. My family of five currently goes through anywhere from 3 to 6 gallons a week, depending on what we're making. If I make yogurt, we're going to go through just about close to a gallon a week in yogurt. My kids love. When I make fresh butter, they eat it straight out of the bowl, and that is so simple to make. You just take the cream off your milk, whether it be goat milk, cow milk. And for sheep milk, you'll have to run it through a creamer or milk separator, but it's so worth the effort. And then we just take our cream straight from the fridge so it's cold, throw it in our KitchenAid mixer, and we blend it on high speed. Literally, in less than 5 minutes, you can have butter. Once the butter's made, we take it out of the bowl, we strain it from the buttermilk, we rinse it under ice-cold water for 3 to 5 minutes until the water starts running clear. And then sometimes we add a little salt, sometimes we leave it unsalted. If we do add salt, we use either Redmond's Real Salt or Pink Himalayan Salt. You can source that in many places, Walmart, Hy-Vee, your local natural food store. There's many, many options for that. So when it comes to yogurt, I do use my Instapot because it's quicker. I used to make it and warm the milk up just a little bit, throw it in some glass jars, stick it in a cooler, and put warm water around the jars and let that sit for 12 hours. But you do have to periodically check it to make sure your water's staying warm. So the Instapot's just a quicker option for me and less time consuming. I can start it in the morning. It's ready by the time we go to bed. I throw it in the fridge overnight, and the next morning we're eating yogurt. I don't add anything to the yogurt until we're getting ready to eat it. That way we can flavor it daily. And then you're not losing any of the nutrition from like your fresh fruits by cooking them in the Instapot. We make a raw milk yogurt, so I do not heat above 110 degrees. I warm milk, a little bit of milk up, add my yogurt culture, add the rest of the milk. And then I will press the yogurt. You know, I run the yogurt feature for 8 to 12 hours minimum. I've done up to 24. The kids don't like the tanginess of a 24-hour ferment on the yogurt. We do add some unflavored grass-fed beef gelatin to our yogurt just to help thicken it up, because we do like a little bit thicker yogurt instead of a thinner yogurt. But it's all about preference. You can play with it and make it however you want. Cheese, one of the easiest cheeses you're going to make is farmer's cheese. You warm your milk up and you add an acid. Whether it's lemon juice, apple cider vinegar, regular vinegar, it's whatever you want. You add a little bit of that, you let it curdle, and then you strain your milk after about 5 minutes. Once you strain it, you'll have whey in a bowl, you'll have your cheese in your cheese cloth. Eat it plain, put it on spaghetti, make lasagna with it, do whatever with the cheese. It's delicious. We season ours. We like a little bit of garlic, especially if you're going to put it like in a spaghetti or make like a garlic bread with it. Mozzarella is the next easiest cheese you can make. It's a 3-ingredient cheese. A gallon of milk will make you a decent amount of mozzarella cheese. And once you have fresh mozzarella, you'll never want to go back to the store bought. So, just source your ingredients, know what you're looking for. Those are some simple things we do with the milk. Like I said, my kids drink a lot of milk. goat milk. We feed our pigs. We don't see that as waste because we're going to eat the pigs. It's still feeding our homestead. A pig-fed goat milk will be lean. It won't be as fatty. It'll be very lean. It'll be very mild pork flavoring, which is what we prefer because I'm not a big pork fan. So this helps me actually enjoy the meat. And we know how it's sourced. Share with me some of your favorite ways to utilize your raw milk. And always, we always use raw milk. If you want to pasteurize it, that's on you. You do lose benefits, and your body just doesn't absorb it, and it can cause inflammation once it's pasteurized in your body. But I would love to hear from you and how you utilize your milk sources, what kind of milks you use, or if you have any further questions for me on what we use or a recipe we have, I can always share with that in the comments. I just wanted to share that, you know, so many uses for milk and there's so many benefits from it. My kids eat the butter out of the bowl when I make it. They want to drink the buttermilk, which I've let them. I'll bake with it. It makes delicious pancakes, especially if you got like a sourdough starter. You're missing out if you're not making it. But thank you for listening and have a blessed day.